We're in the Maimer of Reishis Goyim Amalek, Toshin Tezvav, middle of Sivches. We're holding where it says, V'zeu klolus ha'inyan da Amalek. So the Rebbe here explained that based on the Lashon of the Pasuk, that it says, ki go'oi go'o, that there are two levels of gaiva. There's a gaiva where a person has what to base his gaiva on, whether he has chachma, whether he has ashiras, and he mistakenly attributes it to himself, that it's his own earning, it's his own accomplishment, and that's the basis of his gaiva. Which means that this is not a gaiva that's be'etzem, that the person is just expressing a selfishness, which is a etzem de selfishness, not based on anything. Now, there's a certain circumstance, there's a certain inyan that he's basing it on. That's one level of gaiva. That's not the etzem of ra. Then you have a gaiva belit tage, on a level and a gaiva that comes without any reason. He's just be'etzem, feeling himself. A ego, the etzem of the ra, which feels itself, separated from the Eibishter, not based on anything. He has nothing to show for himself, but nevertheless, still, this is the etzem gaiva of the klippa that separates from the Eibishter and feels itself. This is the chutzpah b'litam, this is the chutzpah of Amalek. Let's continue inside. V'zeu klolus inyan d'Amalek. This is what Amalek represents. Sha'afo pi shoye maimer d'matzev d'ambati reisachas. As the Rebbe quoted in the beginning of the maimer, the lashon that it says in the Medrash, that just like when you have a boiling hot bath, nobody dares step foot into it. So here too, Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and after everyone saw the great wonders and miracles that the Eibishter performed for Yidden, nobody dared come to fight with them. And oz nivalu geime, namoygu geime. Everyone was afraid, everybody melted away. Fear, a dread fell upon everybody. Nevertheless, Amalek comes to fight Yidden. This is a chutzpah and a gaiva. When Amalek comes and fights in such a time, when Yidden are at their might, at their strength, why? It makes no sense. Logically, it doesn't make any sense for Amalek to come this time. Let him wait later on. Now, right after Kriyas Yamsuf. So that shows that he's not making a cheshbon whether he can fight with Yidden, whether he can't. The Yidden have the Eibishter with them or not. He's separated from the Eibishter. It doesn't make that cheshbonis b'chlal. Amalek comes and fights even in a time where it doesn't make sense at all because it's the Etzem of Ra. It's the Etzem of Ra that doesn't tolerate Kedusha, doesn't know the Eibishter b'chlal. So he comes to fight even in such a time. To have the ability to fight back, this kind of level of klippa that Amalek represents, it's not enough to use any of the levels of nefesh ruach neshama. Nefesh ruach neshama represents specific keiches that the neshama has, as was explained by Riches in the Maimon. Kiliyos keiches pnimiyim. Since all these keiches are individual, specific keiches related to a specific level of connection, which is related to how a person understands things, the perspective you have. So the connection to the Eibishter is not be'etzem connected. It's based on your level of understanding and comprehension. So v'heim b'medidu v'agbala, this is a level of connection that's very limited. So they have the ability to deal with only when you have an opposition, which is also similarly based on a level of seichel, when there's a threat that's posed to you based on a specific level of understanding that sees things in the wrong way, when there's a mistake in avon of asages, as long as you clarify that, so then you're able to fight back. But when you have an opposition of Amalek, that's unlimited. He's going to fight in every situation. It's the etzem of the Ra that's ready to fight regardless. And it's not based on any reasoning. So you can't deal with it in that kind of way. You can't come and fight back with it by trying to explain to it and trying to show it the truth. It's not going to help. Over here, it's an etzem Ra that's not based on time. It's not susceptible to, it's not able to listen to any reasoning. The only way to fight back Amalek, the only way to fight Amalek is by revealing the higher keiches of the neshama, the makifim. Makifim is what encompasses the whole person. something that's deeper in the nefesh, the neshama, the essence of the person, there, where your connection to the Eibishter is beyond seichel, where you're connected much deeper, that's able to fight back the koyach of Amalek. Continuing Siftes. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says al Yeshua. B'char lanu anoshim, v'tzei hilochim ba'amalek. Choose for us men, and go out and fight Amalek. So on one hand you see over here that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not go out and fight. That Moshe Rabbeinu remained inside the Machna. Moshe Rabbeinu went on a mountain and he lifted up his hands and davened to the Eibishter. He didn't go out and fight. Yeshua went and fight and fought. But what's the lashon of the pasuk? B'char lanu anoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, choose for us. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking regarding himself, together with Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven, Yeshua is going to fight, and he's saying, choose for us men to go out and fight. So based on this diuk, the Alter Rebbe says in Torah Oyer, Shekidei, lehilochim ba'amalek, in order to be successful in fighting Amalek, tzorech liyois anshei Moshe. It's not enough for the people that are joining Yeshua to be committed to fighting Amalek and be the men in the army of Yeshua. Yeshua is the general, and the people are fighting together with Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is not with them, b'chol. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to daven for them, but he's not going out to fight with them. So there should be the men that are in the army, and their general is Yeshua. No, but the pasuk says no, lanu, because they have to also be anshei Moshe. Moshe, if they're dedicated to Moshe Rabbeinu, then they can fight. What's the significance of this? That they have to be dafka anshei Moshe. Shanyon ishal Moshe, because what does Moshe represent? The pasuk says regarding his name, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of the water. What's Mayim? Meya Chochma. Mayim represents the level of Chochma. Hainu Shaboy Nimshach Bepnimius or Bislapshus. The chiddush about Moshe Rabbeinu is that even who he was over here, in his Metzius, Bepnimius, and in his Guf here in this world, Loirak Bechinas, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what level of the neshama is revealed in him? Not only the usual level of nefesh, ruach, or neshama, the way it is by normal people, elegam b'chinas chaya. The level of chaya, which is related to chachma, as the Rebbe explained earlier in the Maima, chachma represents a very deep level of bittel. Chachma is the koyach ma. Chachma is ri'iyah, when a person sees the truth directly and openly. That level of chaya by Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike normal people, this level of chaya is not something that you relate to, b'pnimi, it's not something that you connect to on a regular basis. By Moshe Rabbeinu, that level of chaya is who he is. He's taken from the water, meaning that this identifies his name, Moshe. Moshe means that even after he's taken out of the water, he has this koyach of chaya in his metzias. So, l'chein, al yidei, anshe Moshe. If the Yidden are dedicated, those men that are dedicated to Moshe, they have that connection to Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to take that same koyach of chaya that Moshe Rabbeinu has. Shadavka al yodoi, it's only through Moshe Rabbeinu, nimsheches, bepnimiyis, ubeis lapshos, what's brought down, what becomes active in the life of these Yidden. Bepnimiyis and beslapshos, not just a makiv diga koyach, but it should be something that they relate to and live with in a pnimiyis diga manner. Gam bechines chaya, the level of chaya as well, which are the koyaches amakifim. Then Then they can go out and fight Amalek. So obviously the point here is that fighting Amalek is not just a battle, Begashmi is to go and fight and eradicate Amalek, but it's to fight the clip of Amalek. The clip of Amalek, which is chutzpah belit tage, that comes and fights Yidden. It's not reasonable, b'chol. It makes no sense that Amalek is here. So they're such Amalek is such a strong clip, is such strong fighters, the only way to be able to fight back is with a koyach of mesiris nefesh that comes from the level of chaya, level of chachma from Moshe Rabbeinu. So here the Rebbe will explain now more specifically what is the reason why you have to dafke have that connection to Moshe, to be the anshe Moshe, to have that koyach, to draw this deeper level of the neshama, chaya, bepnimius, and a yid on his own can't bring this bepnimius. So the pshat in this, why this is only koyach that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. The lechayre in the move on. Seemingly, it's not understood, and you could ask as follows. Mashachaya yechide hem koyches makifim. The chaya yechide of the neshama remain koyches that don't relate to the mitzias of the person. It's makif. She'enem bom b'pnimius u'beslapshus. It doesn't come internally in the mitzvahs of the person and relate to him. So the question is like this. Even the lower levels of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, which are levels of the neshama that, as we explained, specific levels related to the nefesh is the behavior of the person, the poel, ruach is the emotions, neshama is the seichel. But nevertheless, this is a godly revelation. The neshama is a chelek alakami mal mamish. Even these levels of the neshama, what are they? It's kaiches of a neshama which is getlichkeit. Is hine kidei shiyu kaiches pnimiyim. Even for these levels of the neshama, in order for them to affect the person in an eternal way, to relate to him, the yuchlu leislabish benevesh abahamis. And furthermore, to be able to reach the truth and the godliness of these levels of the neshama, should be able to reach and be communicated to even his nevesh abahamis. And la'achrize gamba guf. And it should also have an impact on the physical mitzias of the person, the body, and the way he behaves. B'payil. So how is this possible? Sof, no matter what level of the neshama you talk of, it's elukos, it's getlachkeit. Elukos, and a nefesh abahamis, which is selfish, or a guf, which is a gashmi, there's no connection between them. So hareize dafke, the only way this is possible, is b'koyach hamafli lasais. Famous expression that it says regarding the nusach of the bracha of Asher Yotzar, hamafli lasis means that it's a pella, it's a wonder that the Eibishter performs, that he brings together the neshama with the physical guf. Shemekasha ruchnius begashmis. The Eibishter brings together the ruchnius of the neshama to have an impact on the gashmius of the guf. Velu le'akoyach hamafli lasis, without the koyach of the Eibishter, that's mafli, there's a pella that the Eibishter brings together, that it could be an impact of the neshama on his gov, haregam b'chinas nefesh ruach neshama. Even these levels of the neshama, the nefesh ruach and neshama, lohayu yecholim lavi b'pnimis ubeslapshes. There would be no way that they could have any impact on the person, the way he exists here in a gov with a nefesh b'hamis. Even these levels, nefesh ruach neshama, a person understands the way the neshama sees things. On a godly level, it sees it intellectually. It gets the truth of the Eibishter. It comprehends. The guf and the nefesh b'hamis naturally can't relate to this b'chlal. So what does it mean that we see that a person on a regular basis is able to use that koyach of his neshama to see and understand things and have the right perspective of a yid, even as he is in a guf and a nefesh b'hamis? It's only possible because of a special koyach that the Eibishter Vayipach, the Eibishter blew and gave in this koyach that the neshama could be to be in the body of the yid and impact and change the life begashmis of a yid. This inyan, by the way, this inyan of koyach hamafli lasais, the makor of this, I believe, is from a lashon of the Rama, that he explains the nusach of the bracha hamafli lasais, that the pella of the connection between the guf and the neshama. There he doesn't even talk about what the Rebbe is explaining here. There it talks about bachlal, the life of a person, not the koyach, the influence of the ruchnis of the neshama to be able to impact the behavior of the person's guf, that it should get and see what the neshama comprehends, the truth of the Eibishter. There it talks about pasha, the physical life of a person, the fact that you have a physical body, a chaymer, a basar gashmi, and then there's a koyach ruchni of a nefesh that enlivens it, that gives it vitality, is a connection of ruchni and gashmi. That's regarding every part of the person, regarding every limb of the person. The ayin agashmi that has a koyach ri'iyah haruchnis, that's melubish in the ayin agashmi. It's a pella of a connection of ruchni and gashmi. Over there, though, what's the focus of the nefesh that's giving life to the guf? It's not over there. The point is not that the nefesh influences the guf to exist according to what it is, according to what the nefesh is. Over there, it's punkt faket. The point of the nefesh is to come into the guf to give the guf life, that the eye should have its life, that the basar should have a basar life. What's the definition of life in the basar? It's a life of a physical basar, it's physical life. Over here, the Rebbe is talking about the connection of the neshama and the guf and the opposite. That the neshama connects to the guf, that the guf becomes bottled to the neshama. The neshama sees and knows the truth, and that perspective becomes the perspective within the person. It's in the brain of the person. And physically, a person can have the godly perspective, a Yiddish cook, the Yiddish godly perspective on life. That's the pella here. That a gashmi is a human being living in this physical world could have the impact of nefesh, ruach, and neshama like a yid, where the guf and the nefesh b'hamis become miyuchad and bottled to the neshama. That's a tremendous pella, the koyach that there is through these three dargas.
Is that what's commonly called in Tanya, the birur of the nefesh ha-bahamas?
Maybe, yeah. Goof? Yeah, to some extent, right? The birur, fact that the guf is following. The guf is following and being refined and elevated according to the attitude and the guidance of the neshama. That's a pella. The pashtus, the gashmias, is stam. Imagine you take a daimim and the daimim is able to be totally subservient and guided by a koyach ruchni of a neshama. That's what it is. The guf agashmi is a chaymer, a basar, and yet it can become affected and influenced by the neshama that it follows. It follows what the neshama wants, and not only what it wants, but also its attitude, its perspective. That's nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So this is a pella. This is a koyach that the Eibishter gave that the neshama could affect the guf. If so, what's the question there? Based on this koyach that Eibishter gives every yid, this pella that his neshama could influence his guf. If so, with the same koyach, same pella that combines the opposites together, the Eibishter could also connect to the guf. That even the higher levels of the neshama, that level of the neshama that needs no explanation for the truth of the Eibishter. He's connected because he sees it clearly. Or the level of Yechida, where it's Be'etzem, this is the essence of who he is. So even these levels, Shigam Heim, Yiyu, B'derech, Eslapshu, Sepnimius, that they should also come down and affect and have their influence on the guf of the person in an eternal way. To change the behavior of a person, that it should be not only according to the seichel of the neshama, but also according to the essence of the neshama, deeper levels of the neshama. It's anyways something which is a pella. Not something which, the point of here is not that nefesh, ruach, neshama, it's natural that it affects the guf. Chai yichide, no, that can't. Even nefesh, ruach, neshama, any level of a lakus, which is, comes from the neshama, it's getlakai, the guf doesn't relate to. So it's the whole thing is a pella. So why doesn't chai yichide have that pnimi ziga effect on the metzias of a person? So what the Rebbe is really asking is, going back to the point that it said before, that you have to be dafka anshe Moshe. You have to have this koyach to bring down the chai yichide into your life that you take dafka from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that so? Why is this koyach dafka from Moshe? Ach, and you know, so the answer for this is as follows. Shakoyach hamafli lasis. This koyach of the Pella, the Eibishter performs to bring together the influence of the neshama and the guf. Nizgal erak, what that reveals is only, and what that accomplishes is, kedei lekasher ruchnius begashmius. It brings together ruchnius and gashmius, the influence of the neshama, the ruchnius of the neshama, in the gashmius of the guf. That's the koyach hamafli lasis. Avol beruchnius gufe, but then in ruchnius itself, yesh in yonim, there are levels of ruchnius sheyicholim leslabish that are able to come down. Gam b'mokim sheyesh taruvis tovera. They're able to come down and be even in a place where not only it's gashmius, but there's a mixture of good and evil there. Ra, this is the ruchnis is able to come down and relate to and connect to a level where there's a metzias of ra. And v'yash in yonim, and then there are there's a certain level of ruchnis she'enam yochaylim leislabish b'mokim sheyesh taruvis tovera. It cannot connect to, it cannot tolerate at all, a level where there's a mixture of good and evil. So it's over here, the point is, when it comes to the mitzias of the person, the gufa gashmi and the nefesh bahamis, it's not just the gashmi's digga existence. The koyach hamafli lasis is the fact that the Eibishter connects the nefesh, the life of a person, with his physical body, b'negei b'chlal, the whole mitzias of the life of the person, and then furthermore, the influence of the perspective of the nefesh, ruach, and the neshama that it has on the guf hagashmi of the person, that's all true. But over here, there's a taruvis toivera, though. In the metzias of the person, the guf and the nefesh of Bahamas has in it an aspect of ra. That is something where the chai yechide, the deeper levels of the neshama, cannot relate to, cannot connect to this. The chai yechide hem koiches ke'ela, chai yechide is the koiches of the neshama. It can't connect, it can't have any influence, it doesn't reach a place where there's Tevera. The Chai Yechide represents the truth of the Eibishter on such a level where Lechatchile doesn't tolerate any Ra, it doesn't see any Ra. So, Mimonavshach, if you come into a place where the Ra where there's a geder of an existence of a ra, so the chaya yichid is not present there. It's a contradiction in terms. It's chaya yichid means oneness, unity, just the Eibishter himself. A guf and a nefesh ramis means that there's another side, there's a mitzias of ra that says that I'm it, I exist. So for chaya yichid to be integrated, bipnimius, into such a place where there is a mitzias of ra that says that I'm it, there's no connection. There's no communication, there's no shachas between the two. So over here, the connection that there is, the koyach ha-mafli lasais, doesn't relate to this b'chlal. Koyach ha-mafli lasais is bringing together two entities that are very far in the sug of their metzias. A type of metzias which is extremely limited and more physical, it's concrete. A gashmi zig metzias and a ruchmi zig metzias. Ruchmias and gashmias are both a metzias. As much as gashmias that we can touch and feel is a metzias, ruchnias is also a metzias. It's a different type of metzias. Gashmias has its gedarim, and ruchnias has its gedarim. Usually, gashmias and ruchnias are two kinds of realities that have no, they don't merge with each other. If you're discussing an idea but ruchnias is not limited to zman or makkain. It doesn't exist on the same level of existence as gashmi. It's two different things. The fact that there's a koyach hamafli lasais to bring together two sugei metzias. That's the nekud of the koyach hamafli lasais. To bring together the koyach haruchni with a koyach gashmi. But over here we're talking about something else. It's not just about two different types of metzias. Over here we're talking about elokos, MS, absolute truth, truth which is unquestionable, the truth of the Eibishter, which doesn't even need an explanation for why it's so. And then you're talking about a mitzias of Toivera. Toivera means a mitzias that not only questions whether the Eibishter is the only existence, but a place of Ra, which Adarava says, I'm it. It's not a question of what type of mitzias this is. It's two completely different perspectives of what's true, what's real. Over here, there's no koyach to bring these two together. The Chaya Yechideh, which represents the absolute truth, so there's only this. There's no place for this to come together with another kind of mitzias, which sees Ra, which sees that there's something other than the Eibishter. So the Rebbe goes on over here to explain this inyan, that this is the limitation that there is usually by every single Yid. It's this limitation where to bring the Chaya Yechideh into a level of life where there's things of Toiv and Ra involved there, Chai Yechide does not get expressed in such an aspect of life. That Dafke with the Koyach of Anshei Moshe, you have the ability to bring down the influence of Chai Yechide even on such a level as well. Okay, we'll see over here, it's the middle of the Inyan, we'll see Mitzvah Shem the Hemshech tomorrow.